Welcome to VoiceOver Experts, brought to you by Voices.com, the number one voiceover marketplace. VoiceOver Experts brings you tips, pearls of wisdom, and techniques from top instructors, authors, and performers in the field of voiceover. Join us each week to discover tricks of the trade that will help you to develop your craft and prosper as a career voiceover talent. It's never been easier to learn, perform, and succeed from the privacy of your own home and at your own pace. This is truly an education you won't find anywhere else. Now for our special guest.
Hi, this is Bob Bergen, and I want to talk about the voiceover demos. The demo is your calling card. It's equivalent to the picture and resume for an on-camera actor. I can't tell you how many times a voiceover actor will call me up and say, hey, listen, I'd love to take your voiceover class. And I'm in the process of doing my demo. And I'll say, well, why are you doing a demo if you're still studying? And they'll say, oh, well, because I want to work. Well, it's the other way around. In fact, I think the voiceover demo is not only your last stop in this journey of pursuing voiceover, but if you make it too soon, you're not going to get a second listen. My personal opinion is take acting classes and improv classes first and then study voiceover. A voiceover class, for the most part, is not an acting class. It's teaching actors voiceover technique. And too often, people spin wheels in a voiceover class because they don't know basic acting technique. They're making guesses instead of choices. So with a solid acting foundation, be it Meisner or Stella Adler or Strasberg, I don't care what it is, with solid acting training, you're going to get more out of a voiceover class, and you'll be more prepared for your voiceover demo. And there are several different kinds of demos. You've got your commercial demo, your animation demo, your promo demo, trailer, narration, etc. The most important demo is the commercial demo. That is the one that the agents will listen to first. Nowadays, demos are on CDs. Most agents are asking for an MP3 email submission on demos, but you're best to call the agents before you submit and find out what they'd like. As I'm researching my book on voiceover agents, I'm finding they all have different opinions, but in LA, most of them are asking for MP3 submissions. Commercial demo. 1 minute, folks. That's it. If they don't love you in 4 seconds, they're not going to love you in 4 minutes, and they're really only going to give you about a 4 to 10 second listen. The thing that's most often missing from an actor's voiceover demo, they might be great actors, they might read well, they might know how to interpret copy, but the one thing that might be missing is who they are, their heart, their brain. And by the way, that's called branding. It's your brand. Just like McDonald's is a brand, Burger King is a brand, your voiceover style, your personality, that's your brand. And if you can't reflect that brand in your copy, you're not ready to pursue it. You're still in the study stages. What this business doesn't need is another voice. They got all the voices they need. What they do need is you, your personality, what you bring to the copy that makes it unique and makes it your own. If you can't do that with a toilet paper ad or a McDonald's ad, then you're not ready to pursue voiceover. You're still in the workshop stage. This is the hardest part of the whole journey, being real, being organic, being you. If you go to voicebank.net and you listen to some of the top commercial voice actors in the country, if you listen to Rob Paulsen, if you listen to Jack Riley, you will hear the people that you would meet on the street if you were to meet them. You'll hear their cadence, their personality. You hear them. That's what you need to do with your voiceover demo. And if you're not, you're just another voice that they don't need. I don't recommend writing your own copy unless you're a copywriter. Magazines, print ads, the best place to find a commercial copy. Make sure that you produce your demo with somebody who produces commercial demos. That's what they do. Not somebody with a really cool studio. Don't do it yourself to save money, because you're going to get one listen per person. If they pass on you, it's very difficult to get a second listen. So you want to make sure that your demo is brilliant. Not good, not pretty good, not okay, but brilliant, because it's the brilliant ones that get noticed. When you're a working voiceover actor, the spots in your commercial demo are actual spots, and they come from different sources. They might come from a CD, you might get them off of TiVo, etc. There's a variety from spot to spot, because they were all recorded in different studios, with different microphones, with different engineers, in different size rooms, and frankly, you the actor were in different moods. You need that same variety in your first demo. This is the producer's job. Your producer needs to mix each spot like they were done in different environments. You can do one spot from about here and then do another spot from about right here. That's the same microphone.
It adds a geographical variety that makes you sound more versatile than you really are.
You don't want stock library music unless it's contemporary and it reflects today's commercial market. Just because a studio has 16,000 sound bites doesn't mean they're appropriate for a demo. And if you're making a demo, you're competing with the big boys. So there's no such thing these days as a first demo. Competition's too stiff. There's too many people out there. So you don't have that opportunity these days to make that first okay demo and then a year or two later improve on it, because people have very, very long memories. They remember the bad demos. So you really want to make sure you're ready. How do you know you're ready? When you don't ask yourself, am I ready? You just know. It's instinct. It's as second nature as brushing your teeth. You just know how to do voiceover copy, how to deliver the copy in an organic way that reflects your personality, your heart, your brain. And keep in mind that my advice on anything is from the Los Angeles point of view. I really don't know markets outside LA. That said, I think no matter where you are in the country, if you approach your career, your voiceover career, with a bigger city marketing point of view, you're bound to be one step ahead of those in your market who aren't approaching it in the same way. So even if you're not in LA, Chicago, New York, use those cities as a marketing template for your voiceover career as well.
Thank you for joining us. To learn more about the special guest featured in this Voices.com podcast, visit the VoiceOver Experts show notes at podcasts.voices.com/voiceoverexperts. Remember to stay subscribed. If you're a first-time listener, you can subscribe for free to this podcast in the Apple iTunes podcast directory or by visiting podcasts.voices.com. To start your voiceover career online, go to voices.com and register for a Voice Talent membership today.